discussing principle number 12, the two ways, we learned that all the goodness that we're headed towards, all of the boundless goodness that the source of reality is bestowing to us, that coming to all of this goodness is guaranteed. We are all destined to come to the goodness. But how we get there, there is different ways of getting there. And this principle is describing that there's two general paths towards our coming to experience the divine goodness. And the paths are the path of conscious spiritual development or the way of suffering. The way of conscious spiritual development is the way of working to attain the state of unconditional love, a state of loving beyond our own self-interest, loving outside of ourselves, being in a place of pure giving and pure love, and that working towards that spiritual development brings us to be ready and able to experience the divine goodness in the ideal way. If we're not working towards reaching the state of truly loving and not working on our inner transformation in a real way, so then the universe is set up to guide us towards eventually working on that transformation. Because that's what we have to get to. We have to get to the state of unconditional love to be ready to experience the goodness that we're here to experience. So if we're not actively working on it, so the universe is guiding us towards coming to eventually work on it. So it has to come from us. We have to actually want to be loving, otherwise it wouldn't be us loving. So all of the work has to come from us. It has to be from our conscious spiritual work and wanting to be doing the work. But if we're not involved in that, so since it needs to happen, so everything is set up to guide us to eventually go in that direction. So all the sufferings that we're experiencing are another way of pushing us towards making that transformation. Now, the sufferings in and of themselves are actually helping to make the transformation, because the transformation is we're learning how to go beyond our desire to receive. And when we're suffering, it means our desire to receive is not getting what it wants. So also, it's an unconscious way of also that transformation taking place inside of ourselves in a more difficult way. So it's not like these two ways are just, there's like one or the other, of course. Like in every moment of our life, these two ways are working together, sometimes more to one way, one sometimes more to the other way. But this principle is kind of laying out for us the general two paths in coming to our transformation, the path of conscious spiritual development or the path of suffering that it's leading us towards that. For example, just in our own personal life, if a person is going through their life only trying to be concerned about themselves, only from our desire to receive, only rooted in our self-interest, so then a person is never happy, is always wanting more, and is in a state of lack, which is the way of suffering. And that suffering, that unhappiness, will hopefully help the person to eventually awaken to the realization that the direction of their life is not leading them in a good way, and to search out eventually wanting to work on going in the other direction, the way of working towards loving others, loving beyond the self, and a path of giving. So the unhappiness is given to a person to help guide them and lead them towards making a change of direction, to go in the other direction. So that's in our personal life, for example. We could also look at this in in the general way of society. If all of humanity, in general, the billions of people are only being concerned for themselves, so all of the wars and destructions that come out of that will eventually bring humanity to realize that they're going in the wrong direction, that we need to rebuild in the other direction. we're consciously building as humanity towards striving to reach a place of truly loving and caring for one another. So we're coming to our transformation in the ideal way. If we're not, then all of the destruction and suffering that comes from that will eventually guide us to changing our direction and working towards the place of truly loving one another. It's where we have to get to. We have to get to the place of loving beyond ourselves, because that's the place that becomes ready to experience all the goodness we're here to experience. So we can either get there in the conscious spiritual way, the path of spiritual development, which is here called the path of Torah, or else sufferings come to help lead us in that direction. He called here in the section we read the sufferings, he called it also the way of nature, which the way I understand that is the way of natural consequence. The natural consequence that comes from our only caring for ourselves brings unhappiness and destruction, which then leads us eventually to be choosing the path of conscious spiritual development, the path of working towards truly loving one another. So we'll end here for now, and God willing, continue next time.